Beautiful people, welcome to episode 129 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog, where these two sexy beasts talk it out daily from across the pond. And it is Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta. And at its base, we're negative to positive, and just a little bit better every day. That's as simple as it gets. And on that note, and John knows on my 10-year journey here, Hi, John. Thanks for showing up. I might just do all the talking today, but...
You're okay.
On my journey, I've noticed over this last weekend, and this has been coming up a lot, I've noticed it in my dreams, I've noticed it in my meditations. I could not put my finger on it until last night, and the word was, John, what's our word? Seeking.
Other people's validation. Other people's approval.
That's it. So the word validation woke me up at around 2:30 last night. And I was just in this array, in this storm of the tests I was taking this weekend. People have been emailing me, texting me, calling me, so on and so forth, giving me their feedback from my experience this weekend. I had stuff coming up from when I was 4, 8, 16, 11. I mean, my mind is in shambles in this meditation I had this morning. And I'm obvious now that I'll be learning this lesson for the next few months. Yeah. John, you want to jump in? Or do you want me to keep
going? No, you can expand a little bit more, my friend. I think this might be the Maximus show today. So, I'll throw some cool stuff in there later. But
okay, perfect. So how this came about was during my test, I spoke about this a little bit on the after show yesterday, was, the first half of my test was iffy at best, in my opinion, right? In my own mind. And that was because I felt that I wasn't getting my fair share, or I was, being singled out, or I felt that I was not being tested the way others were, putting me with fast, putting me with big. Which none of that is true, by the way. Everybody in the end got their fair share. I'm talking about the first half. Second half, I showed up, destroyed, and did my thing. Yet, I've had calls, I've had admiration, and it's not about the ego, but there was one person I was looking for some positive feedback from, and I got an inkling of it, but it was sprinkled on top of how much better I could have done, how much harder I need to work, so on and so forth, because I'm smaller, because I'm just not a physically massive human. And the conversation went on like that, whereas I took it like, bro, I'm fighting dudes twice my size and I'm destroying them. Where's the love? You know what I mean? So that seeking that validation from the external, from that one person, took me on an absolute roller coaster ride till back when I was 4, where this started. You know what I'm saying? And that came from my parents being immigrants, telling me how to do better. And when I did better, it still wasn't good enough. And then they were so busy trying to earn money that they never paid attention to me, and so on and so forth and so on. John.
Why do you want this validation? Who gives that from, really?
And that's the truth.
Validation should be yourself. You might want constructive criticism or feedback about this particular, weekend's events. But why do you need their validation? Why are they so on point that their opinion is worth it?
You just nailed it. It's
more than anybody else's.
Exactly. It isn't. But I'm still obviously seeking for, egotistically wise, that external validation that is going to make me feel worth it. Does that make sense?
Did you pass the course?
Oh, I killed it. Yeah, of course.
Is that not validation?
It should be, right?
Don't worry about it. I am right with you. I've been... Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I meant there's just that one person, right? So you go ahead.
I mean, maybe it's just that you've been spending so much time with this person, you probably consider him more than an instructor, but a friend. You've probably helped each other out. And do you know, sometimes you just want a mate just to go, well, well done, mate. Nice, good effort. Nothing more than good effort. Well done. That's it. A fatherly pat on the shoulder, or whether they're a father figure or not. So, but I'm right with you. It's I don't know how many people know this, but my father was murdered when I was two, and we moved to the Isle of Man as myself and my sister and my mum and a couple of bags and nothing else. And so, for a long, long time, it was a very explosive environment, really, where there was always fights, usually mum and me. And I think for a very long time there was that lack of validation, or that's a great picture, aren't you this or aren't you that, apart from I think in my sporting achievements. And so I always lacked that validation, and I've taken that through my whole life until the more recent years, whereas actually, yeah, looking back on it, so your mum, widowed, moved to a new country with two kids, with nothing, with no money, and tried to bring them up. That's possibly a little bit of a circumstances in which, little Johnny, well done, Johnny. So, of why you may not have had that validation or the other people's approval. And I think only when I clocked that, maybe mum was a bit narcissistic at the time, but because she was trying to look after the family package as a whole. But I understand now why I may not have had that approval or validation, and I've since moved through life, and I do not need it. I appreciate other people's comments or feedback, but I make my own opinion and judgments up of myself, or based upon my own free will, not what somebody else says. So, think that made sense.
Yeah,
Listen to other
100%.
people, see what they've got to say. Yeah, because everybody's got an opinion, but don't make that to be the be all and the end all. So, Max.
Well, you actually nailed it on the head. When you study the mind and you study, you've seen, I'm sure you've studied the clinical trials when you see babies, like that's what a baby does. It seeks, it looks for the approval and the love of its mother or father, usually the mother in most cases, right? So it to God honest truth, man, when this came up for me this weekend, and it's come up before in the past, right? And through my learning and all that, I generally have it under control. I was just floored how aware I was of it. But again, and it goes back to the same old bullshit we talk. That friggin' hardwiring is so hardwired. And of course, again, it's not about a pat on the back. It's like you want them to recognize. Basically, I want them to recognize the weakest part of me and tell me that it's okay. You know what I mean? Whereas I don't need that recognition. I jumped in the ring. I jumped in the deep end, right? I fought the shark and the tiger and I won. But yet I still want Joe Blow going, good job, son. It's just absolutely amazing. And like I talked about all this time where the sun and the moon and all the stuff that's going on in the universe, this is obviously my lesson right now. And I'll be excited to see how this one goes.
Whereas ultimately, I know you turned up cold, you missed the first day of this training, and that ultimately is a truer test of your ability, rather than being primed for an exam. Oh, next week's maths exam, these are the questions, let's go away and study them. Whereas turning up cold, it's a truer test of your ability. And I think maybe that lack of validation, maybe you weren't as good as Christian had hoped you would have been, because you went in cold or for whatever reason. And that is why maybe he didn't give you the technical feedback, or the personal feedback that you'd hoped for, because he was there as an examiner, not necessarily your friend. So maybe when you see him this week, he's going to go, Max, frickin' Good effort, mate. Well, you got stuck in. Technically, you really need to work on it, or you need to make class more often, or you need to practice with the boys and get together, because the basic skills are the ones that will get you out of the shit in the future. But maybe because he was there as an examiner, not as your buddy, and you'll get all that buddy well done later.
Very, very,
Maybe
very
not.
possible.
But it doesn't matter. If you do
Exactly.
great,
That's
you go
the thing.
great.
It does, then that's the thing, brother. It doesn't matter, yet it
It
sort of matters.
does.
So
Yeah.
I'm excited for this learning curve, bro. It's something that's gonna keep my mind young. It's gonna empower me even more. And I'm glad everybody's on the journey with us to see how we change, right? It's again us holding our feet to the fire, not just talking shit, but letting you go know everyone know, hey, we all go through this stuff, right? Like, and it's just being aware of it and making sure you want to be better to do better.
One final question before we say goodnight. Please hit the thumbs up, hit the like, the subscribe, and all that freaking stuff. Just say hi. Will you take this question to meditation class, or will you deal with it on your own? Are you seeking their approval or their answers?
Yeah, no, I think I put this actually came up for me. Like this came up intuitively, like in my subconscious when I was dreaming. So I think this is more of a higher self thing teaching me something to get to an
Yeah. Whoops. Right. Well, Max is frozen up there, so I'm going to bring this podcast to a halt. Thank you for tuning in, for listening, for watching, for commenting, wherever you are in the world. We do appreciate it. Oh, Max is back now. I'm just saying goodbye. We can get back to your meditation next week. Thanks very much, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Cheers.